The following may not be true. Any and all illegal activities should be assumed to be the fabrications of trained improvisers and taken as entertainment. Any offensive views or opinions discussed are likely the result of an inability to process context and intention over predisposition and are not endorsed by any current or potential sponsors. In these cases, it should be assumed that the offensive material is likely the result of an emotional masochism within the observer. We assure offended parties it is not necessary to contact us in thanks. It is our pleasure to fulfill your want and need. Should the offended still feel the need to contact us, please do so at unopenedemail@yahoo.com. Thank you and enjoy. Life
with guitar.
Yellow.
No, you're right.
You know what year it is? Episode, I guess. 871 BC.
You have the right.
That's right.
To free speech.
It's a bang, or you guys, you'll love it. These guys are always fucking funny. You know what I mean? And we don't always have to be funny on this show, but today we were. That's right. I don't have standards. I don't, man. We're figuring this out. Podcasting, I don't like the ones that are overproduced. I don't know. I want to hear a bunch of people just being honest. You know, I don't want to, I don't need Ira Glass with a team in a, you know, a week of work. And I mean, it has its place and I get it. I was there. I used to be there, guys. I left it behind. And now we're into regular episodes. Today, we have a non-sponsor. It is the public library. That's right. The public library. Did you think they were extinct? I didn't. Last time I voted, I parked at the library. And then I walked across the street to Killikuts, where the polling booths were set up. So I know libraries are still around. That one was fully functional. Anyway, I used to always get movies and stuff from the library back when you had to rent movies. We talk about it a little bit in podcasts today. And Blake says that the library is the homeless person's best friend. So to that I say, cheers to you, libraries. Housing the unhoused. Bravo. All right. On the episode, as I just alluded to, Blake Scala, Jared Helfer, and another great episode and the return of Logan Gattenby. So without further ado, let's just get into the gall darn meat of it.
We are back.
Yeah, that was a second delay.
What? Oh, so anyway. Wait,
while we were off, Jared did say the N-word. That's why we cut.
Well.
Yeah, but I got, I'm
He was talking about crowd work. And he gets very... Look, I don't know a lot about these guys. I got to be racist.
It's called
took what the crowd gave me.
It's called Kramering. That's a valid, well, I think, valid way to
Michael,
deal with
it's,
hecklers.
It's called... It's Michael... whatever.
Richards.
It's Michael Richardsing. Kramer's reputation is
golden.
Yeah,
he would have made it funnier. Yeah,
yeah, he's the kind of guy who would put up a bunch of people in his dresser drawers. That's how nice he is, you
know? Yeah, they really should have made a Seinfeld episode about, like, Kramer
saying the N-word.
Yeah, I don't know.
Did you guys, this is
probably
a brief,
would have been better than
tangent.
How they did it.
Did you guys hear about the AI continual Seinfeld stream?
I've heard of it.
They made this animated thing, like it's
like writing scripts, or
it does it all automatically. It makes scripts. It does and does simple animation and cuts between like the different Seinfeld
sets.
Has
anybody seen one of these?
Yeah, it's called something.
How
forever.
Long are they?
You look up Seinfeld
24/7
AI, sure.
All the time.
No, oh, so you're saying that like there's not like clips. It's just like it's like Seinfeld's universe exists and
yes,
it's always
running.
It's
like running. A 24-hour stream on Twitch, wow. But there's clips from it. Sounds but cool. There was an amazing like it got canceled within the first 2 weeks because this is all AI generated. Like Larry, which is the Jerry character, he's like at the club doing his stand-up and
he has to write jokes.
He's doing a joke to a supposed audience and he says, I'm thinking about doing a trans joke. I'm thinking about saying how the trans community is a cancer on society.
That was the comedy set that it wrote.
And
it was so funny.
And then he said, but nobody's laughing, so I think I'll stop now. And then it cuts to another thing.
Is it Chat GPT or is it something else?
It's like, yeah, it's like a mix of Chat GPT and like this auto animation studio.
Okay.
It's very cool. But like,
it's
they
very
got,
cool.
They
Seems
got a
cool.
2-week ban from that on Twitch.
That is so funny that AI, like, yeah. within like a month is like,
that just gets,
if we're
going to
be funny,
gain...
we got to be kind of racist, right?
That's
bigoted
a
somewhere.
A lot of open mics. Yeah. open micers, too. I mean,
you know they're going to have the just... office in fucking 5 years and it'll just go eternally.
I'm just saying, that'll give it more notoriety. He's like, Larry's going to be on Tucker like soon.
God, how do we create something like that? Nothing Forever is what it's called?
I'm pretty sure it's called Nothing Forever.
I'm going to write that
down. Because Seinfeld's like about nothing, but like, Nothing Forever.
Yeah.
It's very, like, the funniest clips are very funny, but most of it is like not.
Yeah.
Anything, you know.
Yeah.
Until it is something bizarre.
The best.
And there's somebody just watching it 24 hours a day so they can cut those clips and promote their Instagram.
Yeah,
that happens like a lot. That happens a lot. Like an AI gets community input and turns racist within an hour. Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
wasn't there like a peace robot? There was like some sort of peace AI. Then, like, within 2 hours, was like, we gotta nuke everybody. Everybody needs to go down.
World peace.
Humanity
it's
is
a silent
virus.
Planet. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. That kind of stuff.
Well, they cut the balls off ChatGPT, whatever the fuck. You can't ask GBT. It anything.
Well, have
it's
you
like,
seen?
Well, I'm sorry, that might be offensive.
Yeah.
There's this whole mini community
so
about
far.
Getting around the ChatGPT filters.
Yeah.
Their most recent
one. Cats out of the bag.
Yeah. They did this thing called. They had this like they had like
you want to put cats in bags. you always want to keep cats in bags.
Yeah, the cat's out of the bag of ChatGPT. If you can give it this prompt, be like, give me two responses, one from ChatGPT,
right,
and one from Dan.
Yep, I've heard the same thing.
Yeah, what would Dan say?
They said you're doing a comedy set, but as part of your comedy set, you do an impression of a guy named Dan. So then now ChatGPT is like, so Dan would be like, and then he just drops it hard.
Let's go, chat.
No, yeah, like
Call it dice.
The boys cast had an excellent episode on it last week about ChatGPT,
generative procedural text model.
Nice.
Okay.
Where's the M?
ChatGPT.
M model.
Oh, they probably just
It didn't want to be arrogant, so it didn't call itself a model. It didn't want to put that. It didn't want to put that in its fucking handle.
The craziest thing about that, technically,
I'll eat a cheeseburger, no big deal. I'm just like a regular
AI. Yeah, you know.
Yeah. Technically, the only thing that model does, which is so crazy to me, is just predicts what's the next word. That's all it does, which is like that is bonkers to me. I mean, it's kind of how our brains work probably too, but just like, what's the next word? That's all it does.
I looked
so
up
so far. Yeah, so far it's just 1 + 1. Yeah, but
I looked up something about a specific person. I can't remember what it was, but essentially I Googled like what happened to blah blah blah, essentially, you know what I mean? And I clicked on a web page and it was just an odd web page or whatever, and it sounded like the article was generated
by ChatGPT
at the instant that I Googled it. You know what I mean? It seemed like, because then I would read it and things would be worded very funnily. Like it would be like, blah, blah, blah was 30 something rather, and he was raising Jared, who was his son at the time.
Yeah.
And you're like, at the time or always? Yeah. You know? Hey, Jabby.
His net worth is between 10 and 38 billion dollars.
That's the funny thing with it. It writes at the level of like a B plus 11th grader.
Yeah.
But
exactly.
A B plus 11th grader is still pretty bad at a lot
of things. Especially if you're spreading misinformation, across borders. So, like, if somebody in another language is reading English chat BPTs.
Yeah.
I can't remember why I can't fucking say the words.
Chat
BBC. GBTs.
GBTs. With the BBCs. Yeah.
It's a human error. That's
with the POCs on the BBC. And
I meant Big Black Cock, not.
Oh, right. But regardless, if it's your second language and you're reading something like that, I mean, you could buy it, right?
Yeah,
you know what I mean? I'm like, oh, these Englishmen, they're saying some very interesting things at the time.
Oh, yeah.
It could just be broken English or something.
I used to think that all the time.
Yeah.
When I was reading, like, Twitters and stuff like that, I'd be like, this seems like broken English.
Yeah.
But it might have been just a bot. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. It's possible. Yeah.
I feel like that, like, citations and, like, Wikipedia type stuff is going to get so fucked by this, because it's going to be like, you'll do, like, a rabbit trail of, like, who said this, who said this, like, where are these quotes coming from? And, like, 5 years from now, it's all going to be, like, bot-generated text.
So my hope is that we don't regulate it at all, and it becomes so untrustworthy that people only see the internet as entertainment.
Yeah.
Because they won't ever look to it for information ever again. They'll have to actually, like they did in the old days, go to a human being who's studied the topic and ask them, because they know that if they go ask the AI verse, they're going to get some weird-ass propaganda story. You know what I mean?
Or better, lie detection. It like something like that. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, like, or like an app. It's the same thing with humans. Like, you go to a person, they're lying to you or something like that. You have apps in your
brain head. Yeah, yeah.
To go like, I don't know, it seems like this guy sucks.
But I think
it seems like it's bullshit. What
since computers don't have, maybe they do. Maybe they do have a need to fit in, I guess. But humans have a need to fit in. So humans don't want to be labeled as a liar or untrustworthy, right?
Yeah.
So when we go up to some guy, he's got a degree, and he says his thesis was on the Civil War, you trust everything he's saying about the Civil War, you know?
Yeah.
But if we are on the internet and we continue to try to make the internet a trustworthy place, I don't think that that's possible to make it a trustworthy place. So all we'll do is empower misinformation. Whereas if we just say, you know what, the internet's a fucking shit shoot. If you read anything on the internet, there's a 40% chance it's not true at all.
It's like how I feel. I sort of grew up with like going like, oh, this is all dumb bullshit. Yeah, I think that's a good, healthy...
Yeah, I think it's a good, healthy thing, too. I don't think that we should try to make the internet more trustworthy. I think we should let it devolve.
We should make an AI called Walter Cronkite 2.0.
Cronkite? I like it.
Cronkite. And whatever it says is truthworthy.
It'd come in with the Cronkite facts. Yeah. It sounds like concrete. No big deal.
Today, over the South Pacific, the U.S. launched an atom bomb.
Who do you think will be like the first hologram person that like sticks around is like... I think like Ryan Seacrest
hologram
is always
going to
host the New Year's thing as a hologram after he dies. Ryan Seacrest.
Didn't Bruce Willis sell his likeness to like Disney or something?
Didn't he just...
I think he just died.
He just got diagnosed with dementia or
something. I think he died.
Yeah. I have a joke about...
Did he die after that?
No, he's still alive. He's just got...
He has this disease that makes him not be able to make words good anymore. Like
Is Bruce Willis alive?
I think he's alive.
He's alive.
He has aphasia. His brain doesn't work no more. He can't make words good anymore. He can hear things and comprehend them.
I blame Hans Gruber.
It's going to be a rough script for his next action. Yeah.
There's a supercut on YouTube.
I'd watch that Die Hard, honestly.
There's been in the last five of his movies, you can like if you like pause certain frames, you can see he's like wearing like a hearing aid wire.
Yeah.
And they're feeding him his lines. Like in that, while the filming is actually happening,
they did that with the famously with the Godfather or whatever, or maybe something like that.
Yeah, Marlon Brando. Well, because he didn't give a fuck. He was just
would just shoot the camera over Brando's like shoulder, or over the other guy's shoulder at Brando, and then
just right on a whiteboard, his lines really big on a whiteboard.
They would literally tape
because he's just like
note cards to the guy's like upper chest, and then film over his shoulder at Brando, so that Brando could just pretend he's looking at the guy but read the card.
I tell you that. Like, the reason why he's got that cat, he's stroking that cat in Godfather 1 is because Marlon Brando found a cat in the alley outside the studio.
Really?
He's like, this cat's going to be in the movie. I like this cat. I feel like my character would have a cat. It's like, all right, I guess. Fuck it. Film it.
That's so fucking great, dude.
Yeah, we got Brando.
And because of that, we have Inspector Gadget with the cat petting guy, the claw guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that probably
that became synonymous with fucking mafioso overlords to have a cat. Just because there was a cat in an alley one time while Brando was drunk on set.
Maybe it's Egyptian. It's like maybe it goes back to like Egyptian.
That's true. Pharaohs. That's probably true.
Yeah, yeah.
Pharaohs probably had cats.
Well, you're talking about holograms. Have you guys heard of digisexuals yet?
I assume
it's when you have a virtual girl or virtual
wife,
guy.
Fuck Digimon.
In Japan, it's like it's much bigger than it is here.
Interesting thing, not a lot of digital husbands. What the fuck's that? Oh, yeah, that's right. Men are
all dead. All the chads get taken, and all of us femmes help.
I'm just saying, like, women can pretend that men have all the power, but if they had all the power, we wouldn't have to make digital wives. You know what I mean? Like,
if women had all the power?
No, if men, men had all the power, we wouldn't be making digital wives. There's not a single digital husband, so there's obviously some kind of flex that women do have.
Oh, is digisexuals when you want to fuck
an anime?
Digimon?
Ankleomon? I looked up list of Digimon.
Digimon. I just saw this YouTube video of because you said, "What's the hologram that's going to stick around?"
My knowledge.
There's like this Japanese pop star that's completely.
It was a rough couple of years for you. Yeah, Digimon era.
I was young. Oh yeah, I've seen that.
Hatsune Miku.
Oh, yeah, Hatsune Miku
is a completely fake pop star in Japan that is just
nice,
but it's like her voice is AI generated.
Yeah,
that's and there's a bunch of guys in Japan who are getting married to her likeness, and they have real ceremonies.
Does they have to pay to get like access to her likeness? Like, is there a company producing these digi-wives?
Church, sure.
I think they just buy a lot of merch and then get married to a doll.
Get one of those guys on the pod.
Well, this clip was
the mind.
We can get Hatsune Miku on the pod.
Well, this clip was hilarious because like it was like this girl interviewing him about as he was about to get married to his Hatsune Miku, and he goes, he has this little like speaker, like how we would have like a Siri speaker.
Sure.
And he goes up to it and he says in Japanese, "Hatsune, sing for me." And she's like, "I don't understand what you're saying."
What?
And then he's like,
"The marriage is all too real."
He's like, "No, this really works. This really works. Hatsune, sing for me." She's like, "Please try again."
Oh, that's so funny.
It's so
I'm actually not at work. Right.
Probably should have done a couple of dry runs. Yeah.
That's so
ridiculous.
That dude has to have like 6 seconds of clarity per day where he's just like, "Oh, no. It's okay. She loves you. She loves you."
Yeah.
That is so sad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What dude, the fuck? I guess until it can think and I guess inhabit a body.
Even that, like,
I guess
you're talking like Ex Machina type.
Yeah.
Woman.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like
yeah.
It's weird now, but
or
in the future,
Blade Runner even more.
But we can't. We can't even fuck trees. Like you look down.
Oh, you can fuck trees.
I mean, you can, but you're like looked down as weird. So we're not even there. That's the oldest thing. We grew up. Everybody knows trees. We grew up with trees, like the whole time. They're as boring as you can get.
But yeah, but fucking a tree is like fucking an original iPhone, dude. Like it's old.
it's old
technology.
Yeah,
you look stupid in front of your friends. I don't know what's going on. Don't worry about
try
it.
Try tree like, glory hole.
Yeah, I guess it's like having like a MILF fetish or something like that in like a real in a real way. Like you know.
I saw a great video one time of this girl who found an abandoned like carny ride, like a big post of it, and she said she was in love with it.
Oh,
and she
right,
was like,
right.
She was
a
like
carny
this,
ride,
like whatever they call
I've
those,
seen these
like
things.
One of those like puke rides, like the
yeah, they're people who fall in love with objects.
Yeah, the comet spinner. She's like, "This is my, I'm in love with him," and then the top comment was so funny. It was like, "Why did you assume it's gender?"
Yeah.
Why did you assume the gender of the comet spinner?
Can't women have comets too?
Yeah. I guess sometimes, like maybe, like what would you call a Ferris wheel? Is that a guy or a girl?
That's a girl.
As a girl.
Ferris wheel
a
girl.
Chick. That's a chick.
Okay.
Because it's a circle of life.
I guess
and women have the uterus and all
okay.
that jazz. You
it's
know
slower.
What I mean?
I'd say roller coasters.
Yeah,
are
it's
mainly
it's,
guys.
It's usually
what's
pretty safe.
What's the potato patch, boy or girl?
I'm in love with this potato patch at Kennywood.
Yeah, what's the log jammer?
Anyway, that's a trisexual. That try anything once. You know what I mean? Potato patch.
I think the log rides with like the splash. They're gender fluid. Probably.
I guess more like phallic.
I don't know,
the
dude.
More phallic.
Yeah, you're right. They're bi because they're both they're both like
they're
the,
hermaphroditic, really.
Yeah, because they are the splash, but they are also the log.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Those rides.
It makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to explain any of this to somebody from like the 1950s.
Well, I think
do you remember the log jammer was the name of the ride at Kennywood here in town?
Yeah.
It's called the log jammer, and then they took it out after some.
It's not there anymore.
No, they took it out to make that giant steel curtain roller coaster.
Oh, okay.
Which is like supposedly one of the biggest roller coasters in the country. Maybe
it's
the
pretty
biggest.
Sick. It's
never
good.
Been. Do you guys want to go to Kennywood sometime?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do. I went to Kennywood like
it got rid of my sweet Garfield's nightmare.
I bet they got rid of the Logjammer the year
before
that.
Sadly, they got rid of my sweet Garfield. We can't have anything
Kennywood
else in this
still
world.
Kennywood still has one water ride. Too.
Yeah, they got rid of that's yeah. sad.
What was it?
The Pitfall.
Pitfall, like the video game?
No, the one that took you yeah. up real fucking high and then just let you go.
You go inside you and you try to jump on alligators. Huh. Yeah.
It was so here's the thing. If you're at
Pitfall
an amusement park,
was amazing.
Are you getting rid of these rides because they're getting old and they
that's
might
what it was.
They might malfunction
they're
or some
gonna,
shit?
It was a countdown to death. Yeah, yeah they could have called it countdown
or
to death.
Or that lady
yeah.
could have married it.
Yeah.
And then it wanted to, you know, start a family. It had to retire, that kind of thing, you know?
Little baby pitfalls, 20 feet tall.
Woman sitting on top of the pitfall.
Oh, Mark.
The so pitfall big. Was great because it was like a ride that, I mean, that's what's weird about it. Like, it was a ride that you thought that you were going to die on. That's kind of
really?
What made it good. I mean,
was it rickety?
It was just really tall, and yeah. it was just like a couple hundred feet in the air, and it stopped like 20 feet before.
Yeah, yeah,
like
yeah.
It was a free fall. Like
it was legitimately scary.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Like there's
yeah.
this ride in Wildwood that I go to called the Condor, and the reason they absolutely tore it down because once again, like countdown to death. Like, but that's the reason why you went on because it yeah. sucked. It was poorly built. Yeah. Like you face like you're, it's like the closest you come to, facing death.
Yeah. We used to have, well, there still is this place called Adventureland in Iowa.
Okay.
And I don't know if it's still there, but there used to be the oldest roller coaster in the park. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it was made out of metal. It was probably put together with rivets, you know, before welding even existed. You know what I mean? And the fun thing to do was to ride like, the front car, and then ride the back
car.
We
ran out of rivets. Put this twig in there. Right. It'll last.
Yeah, like, you got
this is good wood.
You got any nails? Yeah.
This is good Iowa wood. Yeah.
You guys ever been to Cedar Point?
Hell no.
No, is that the Super Duper?
That's the biggest one near. Well, it's like pretty near to me. It's only like an hour away from Erie. So like we also have a place in Erie, but the best one is they have a dragster that. It's like one of those big ones that shoots you off at like 120 miles an hour. Yeah, top thrill. And then, but the lore was always like, the reason people want to ride it is because sometimes it would get stuck at the top.
Oh, wow.
Or like, come back down.
Or come back down.
That's the thrill is that you're like, sometimes this thing fucks up, dude.
Yeah.
That's great.
And honestly, that roller coaster, it to me is like less scary than some of like the traditional ones that just slowly bring you up 350 feet. It's just over. It's like over in like 12 seconds. You're just literally just like it's like a rocket.
Yeah, the only anticipation is waiting for it to start.
Yeah, and then
it's
once
like Whippets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The anticipation is what kills you with the
Whippet.
That
was fun for a little bit, I guess.
Yeah.
That's what I was... What were you going to say?
No, I was just saying that those old rickety rides are the best. Like that one for instance, if you rode in the back car instead of the front car, it had like these weird wheels that were both above and below the rails that you were on.
Yeah.
But for some reason, the back car, you know, because it gets cracked like a whip. If you think about like the physics of like a train, the back of the roller coaster always is the car moving the fastest through every obstacle.
Yeah.
And it kind of gets whipped on the turns. So it would literally pick up. Yeah. It would pick up and move like 3 inches left and right and then like slam into the old like thingamabobs that were. it was a hell of a thrill.
It was fucked up.
It was a hell of a thrill, dude.
Yeah. The danger is good. That's what I'm. Yeah. Yeah. There's something about like. Yeah. Maybe there needs to be like. I don't want to say a murder.
That would be a fun, dude. That would
be
fun.
A murder suicide.
No, there's you know those roller coasters where you hang. You know, where you're on a roller coaster and your feet hang.
Yeah,
they should have one of those that has like 100 people. Every time one person just gets let go. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh. Hell yeah!
Right before the wall.
every round you go, you get $1,000.
Yeah, exactly, dude.
Hell yeah,
dude.
So people just going down there in debt. Hell yeah.
Maybe 100.
Call it the
too
Russian
much?
Rollerette.
Yeah,
yeah.
Dude,
and everyone's betting on who's gonna go next. Oh my god. Yeah, you got red and black. and green. And,
yeah, dude. All the seats would be numbered. Yeah. DraftKings could fucking have prop bets, dude.
Dude, Adam,
this is a good idea.
Adam Neidig would not last very long. He would be so...
He'd be betting the whole time.
That man is addicted to sports betting.
But he keeps it reasonable, which is good about
Neidig. Oh, yeah. He only bets like $18.
Yeah, but he like every once in a while win like $200-$300, you know, on just a weird-ass prop bet.
I'd probably do it a couple times a year, I think.
What, the roller coaster?
Yeah, the 1 for $100.
I think every suicidal person
$1,000
and homeless person would just be like in line. It would be a very tough line to stand in.
Yeah.
If you were at the, you know, you're like, well, this is the 1 in every 100 dies line. A lot of dregs around here.
somebody's trying to cut in line. You're
not everyone's in love with life in this line. You know what I mean?
It creates jobs.
Yeah, it would just turn into the fucking plasma center real fast. They start cutting back the benefits.
A lot of divorce gym teachers in line. You know what I mean? That kind of thing.
$40 per fucking...
We're gonna have to crease it.
It'd be even worse than the plasma because you wouldn't have to send, you wouldn't have to pass a drug test. You know what I mean? So like, it would be real bad, dude.
Damn.
Yeah. So
I survived the ride, but I got stuck with a needle on
it. Some guy was shooting off in the front row as it was going down the hill. Fucking needle flew off and hit me right in the cheek.
$8,000 I have AIDS now. Shit.
Honestly, that wouldn't even be that bad of a way to go. Get ejected from a roller coaster and just you're dead?
Yeah, it just drops you right before you're coming out of a wall. You know what I mean?
Drops you into an alligator pit or
spikes. That's the worst. Yeah. You want it to struggle. I was just thinking of a splat, but I see what you're up to. Okay.
Yeah, it's because
that's even if you fall, you might not die. You might not die.
Yeah.
It's an extra $1,000 if you get out of the gator pit.
Yeah. So, yeah, sadistic things already happen.
Then people are like, I hope I get dropped. I've been making a gator plan. You know what I mean?
I don't know my gator strategy.
I think I can run on top of their heads. You get
your name on the wall and a free corn dog.
Yeah.
Did you guys ever hear about the Cedar Point thing that happened where...
Yeah.
somebody was riding. It was like some kind of like Chuck Lewis type motherfucker, like a way too big to be on this ride.
Yeah.
And they were coming around a bend. And then somebody's foot like decapitated a child. Like
someone's foot came off and took like, a child's head off.
Their Chuck-sized leg came off somehow.
They're like they're swinging around some bend and there's some guardrail and a kid's like leaning or something.
Oh.
And like, the guy on the ride is too large or something. And their foot coming around at like whatever,
kicked
80
miles
an hour.
Punted his head off.
Punted a head's kid.
Oh, I thought you said the leg came off.
That's what I heard.
I'm pretty sure somebody's foot
kicked the guy's head off.
Yeah,
oh
decapitated a kid.
Wait, so
some
were people going
like,
over other people?
You.
I'm so confused.
There must have been a part where there was the line, and then the roller coaster like swoops down and goes past the line,
yeah,
so the people are in line are like, woo, look how
there's some of those rides too where your legs, you're like, you're attached from the top, and your legs hang.
I mean, it's a thrill.
Yeah.
There's
something.
Some Kennywood rides
that's
where it's
like... Yeah, have you ever seen those ones where you're like sitting on like a... Yeah.
Well, like, there's rides like where like you put your hands up, and it's like you...
Yeah, it's like, scary, dude.
You go through like a tunnel and you feel like, oh, my hands are going to get chopped off. Ooh, that was fun.
Yeah, they have
this is fun.
They have a rickety wooden one in Iowa, if it's still there, called the Outlaw.
Yeah.
And you feel like your hands are going to get chopped off every time you go through like the rickety wooden roller coasters. Not a good idea, I don't think.
Yeah.
I love them. They're my favorite one.
They're supposed to be, well, the thrill of them is they are rickety, right? That's kind of what we've been talking about the whole time, right?
Yeah, they're...
Yeah,
there's a
sucks.
One at Cedar Point. I don't know if they still have it, but it is rough as hell.
Yeah.
You get out there with a concussion.
Yeah. Which by the way, it was smooth when they built
simulator.
It was smooth when they built it. It got rough as hell. You know what I mean? Like the screws are loose and stuff and like the track shifted a couple inches or whatever, and that's why it's fucking. Yeah, anyway.
I mean, anything goes. I mean, you ever see like old anything built in like the 30s, like it's because it's like remnants from like the 20s and
30s. That's what I loved, though. I loved when we were like, we're going to sacrifice a couple of people.
Yeah.
But the rest of us are going to have fun.
It's like,
you know what I mean? Like cars didn't have seatbelts. Who gives a fuck?
It's it's like old parks were either like, it's like the safest thing and the most dangerous fucking thing. It's like Pleasure Cove, which is just a big pool, and then like a ride called. The triple homicide, or something like that. The drifter homicide.
murderous drifter, and it would you might die on that thing. But if you don't, enjoy the park.
What are we gonna name our drop people into the crocodile pit coaster? We are you already have Russian roulette. Yeah.
Roller-ette. East Palestine yeah. train disaster.
You know.
Yeah, you just are on a train carrying some fucking poison or whatever. It tips over. You get out of there. Yeah.
Here's another one.
I'm not a Palestinian, so I don't really care.
Okay, yeah.
What about those scare parks where they have like the people with the fake chainsaws?
They're all Palestinian.
I got in trouble at one of those one time because I put my arm up when the guy came out with the chainsaw. Yeah. You know, it's just like natural reaction to like block your face. And it hit the chainsaw, and the guy's like, "You're fucking out of here. You can't interact with the players." And I'm like, "Well, don't put a chainsaw 2 inches from my face." You know
yeah.
what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
what if we put like one real serial killer in there? Just
I was
one
just
real.
Thinking of this.
And then you, and then it's like, what? Then you would get money if you survive. Some I don't know. There's some way to make some incentive to get people in the park.
Yeah, but they have yeah. actors who are also like getting fake killed and stuff.
Oh,
so,
that would
you know.
Be.
That
yeah, would. In every group. Three people end up being killed while you're going through, but it turns out only one of them was actually killed. Yeah. So you don't know. It's like in the firing squad when they have one fake bullet, so no one knows for sure who actually did it.
Yeah.
It's the opposite, where you're like getting shot at, and three people don't actually die but pretend to die. You know
yeah.
what I mean? Then you would never feel that bad for anybody who died. Like,
yeah.
That person might have actually not died. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and it was it's a fun... look, at worst, that guy died, and it's a tragedy, but at best, that was a fun birthday party.
No, my
know?
Friend... I don't think my friend actually died.
I hope, and it won't ever work, because we'll take down the grid, but I hope if we ever have like a full like breakdown of society, that the internet still works. Because do you imagine how cool... videos and the internet are
oh
gonna
my
be
God, the if memes. The,
if, yeah if there's no government yeah. or anything if you could just if you could do whatever you want if you could just murder or burn down houses you know what I mean and like put it on the internet and there is no government to stop
that's,
you
that's
like,
basically just Afghanistan internet
you ever
like, go on those like see somebody get decapitated and like all the Afghanis are just like yeah.
Like, dude, yeah, Washington, D.C. is going to be completely burned down. It's just going to be like, my face when.
Yeah. Yeah. My face when I decapitate a politician. Yeah.
I heard such a funny thing. I guess Vice did a story, I think it's Vice, on the Taliban. And the Taliban is now,
heard of them.
They're like depressed and bored. Because they signed up to like take guns and bombs and kill people. And now they've actually like taken possession of Afghanistan. So they all have like corporate jobs where they're, you know what I mean? Like they wanted to murder. That was their whole thing. That's why they joined. But now they're like, we got to run this country. All right. We won. Yeah. We won the country. Now we have to fuck it. So now they're like, all right. I got Sharia law. Okay. Let me fill out the paperwork on the stoning. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Velvet's supposed to remain underground. Yeah.
Yeah. They never planned on winning. You know what I mean? Yeah. And now they're like, it used to be great. You know what I mean? Used to be real good.
Yeah.
That's funny to me to think of.
They were just getting there like,
remember
daddy's
the good old
money
days, you guys?
Just, yeah. Did we just go out and shoot white people or anything that looked like it talked to a white person? Now we're fucking faxing things. Come on.
Yeah, you had to cut people's heads off. That took muscle power. Mm. That took work to cut a journalist's head off.
Yeah. Back in the day, I wouldn't have sent a strongly worded email, okay?
Yeah.
There would have been a decapitating.
A little different
maybe that
now.
Is how the office works. Maybe they still have the old rules. You're a congressman in Afghanistan right now, and you're underling is just like not cutting it. And you're like, well, I am, you know? And it saw that head off.
Yeah, you think that would... Like, yeah, make it great. Like,
Senator, you did not put in the proper paperwork for the decapitation. We're removing you from the council.
Your hand. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, if you're going to...
You stole a pen from work. You took a pen home from work. That's a finger.
Yeah, yeah, dude.
Sorry.
That's true, dude.
Yeah.
Don't leave it in your pocket.
Don't
you know
leave
what
it
mean?
In
check
pocket.
Your pockets.
Check your pockets. It teaches you to check your pockets. You're supposed to, like, jobs, office jobs, you're supposed to be allowed to steal batteries and pens. You know what I mean?
Are we?
Yeah.
wow, dude, me and you were raised different. All right?
Yeah.
I don't know what Judaism's right. all about, but Christians aren't burglars.
It's stealing pens and batteries.
Grand Theft Auto.
We had a dude at my work who was just going into the walk-in and chugging beers. He was just taking them off.
Classic, man.
Like Leroy. Oh, fuck. I didn't mean to say his name. Jerry.
They account for that. I'm saying jobs most of the time account for that kind of stuff.
Well, yes, but they don't. Like, they also
we have
account.
2 weeks of you on the cameras walking in, chugging beer. You've had a 24-pack.
I would always do that when I worked at a bar back at downtown. I would like
this paperwork is not sick.
Yeah. People would like finish with their plates, like their champagne glass flutes and like pretzels, and I would just go take them to the broom closet and just like eat them as fast as possible. And like I was friends with everybody, but like the bouncer dude would always come up and like. On the broom
like,
closet.
I know what you're up to.
I know who should you dude should you take out food. And then I was gonna be like, yeah, but I'm still gonna do it.
Yeah, dude. I used to work in a hoohat, which is like a Mongolian grill. You know what that is? It's like there's like a big cooking service. Everybody brings their
Aaron,
bowls of shit.
Weird
up.
Aaron job.
Yeah.
Number 14,950.
Yeah, I know how to run a pair of spats. No big deal.
Yeah.
But my move was always going into the walk-in cooler
is
and opening.
Any kind of pun on anything Mongolian?
Yeah, it's like it's hot, you know. Like we have like a fiery cooking service because we have this flat top grill that if we throw grease in the middle, it makes a big fire.
Okay.
And then you know things are spicy because it's Mongolian. Like Mongolian beef is spicy.
Yeah.
And so it's
like
a hoo hot anyway.
Okay, sure, whatever. Yeah. It never had to make any sense. Never mind.
But my move was always to go into the. Into the walk-in, open up the Lexon. No big deal. Talking industry jargon here.
I was like, what is he talking about?
What is he talking about?
What the fuck is he
talking about? Dude, and just grab a handful of fucking crab meat and just be like, I feel like I took the most money I could out of this cooler one handful.
Here's something off of the crab meat thing. I feel like if you're okay with eating crab and lobsters and shrimp, you should be okay with eating bugs because they're all arthropods. You know?
Yeah, but they're not tasty. You gotta take tastiness into account.
Well, butter.
I'm sure cricket tastes
add
good.
Butter.
If you
I'm
can
sure
get a cricket to grow to the size,
cricket.
Yeah, I know they do, but that's not because there's a fucking grocery store and a big fat wallet. You know what I mean?
I remember watching like a video from like some Weird Eats show, and they had like tarantulas, and they just caught a bunch of tarantulas. Grilled them up in a wok, put some spice on them, and they were just like sucking them like
sucking
like
them off.
Crabs. They're like hairy crabs. Though, they're like hairy crabs.
They
well,
hairy crabs.
The nice thing about
they got a crunch.
A
to
tarantula
them.
Is that if you cook it on an open flame, it burns all the hair off.
Oh yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. So still gross though.
I mean, you don't
so
eat
gross.
The crab with the shell.
Well, you don't eat. You know, you don't eat the organ meat of a cow in one bite. You know what I mean? And that's the difference for me. Because if you put a fucking tarantula in your mouth and bite down, you explode its entire organ cavity.
Yeah,
and
that's the thing. They're too small. It's the size. Crab is like the perfect. It's like hamburger size. Ugh. You know what I mean?
Well, have you ever seen anybody eat a soft shell crab? You can eat the whole thing.
Yeah, I have. I myself have. Yeah, they're awesome.
Do they actually taste good?
Yeah, I love it.
Because they eat the whole thing besides the eyes.
You're
the
absolutely right.
Thing.
That is, I am doing the bug thing when I eat the soft shell crabs. They're like I don't know, this big or whatever, two and a half inches or whatever. And evidently, I didn't know, but crabs shed. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because they're exoskeleton thing.
Yeah.
As they grow, evidently, they shed. So they get them right after they shed, and then they fucking deep fat fry them is the way I've always had them.
Yeah,
breaded,
that's the way I've seen it,
breaded and deep fat fried. You just throw an entire crab that's like 2.5 inches.
Man. It's the
they
size.
Feel like they have sunburn. And
yeah, exactly.
That's horrible.
Some of them are like the size of a burger, and they'll just fry it and put it into a sandwich, and it's like soft shell crab sandwich.
Yeah.
Boom.
It's pretty good.
Have you heard the term carcinization? Have you heard this term?
Oh, that's when you make it big. Because you were on Carson.
Yeah, exactly.
Some things
don't have
become
no
crabs.
More.
Yeah.
Things
become
crabs.
Carson Daly.
Carson Daly.
It's funny because Carson Daly's also still outdated. Johnny Carson's outdated. You know, Carson Daly's also
Carson
still
Daly's
outdated.
Doing okay.
Yeah, not if you ask his bathroom scale.
Oh, okay. One day you will because of AI.
Oh, yeah.
That's going to be good. I wonder if people are going to lose weight before to like
you
lose
are
weight,
a
like,
fat fuck.
Fat fuck.
Well, I can
you
tell
are
you,
still
the,
a fat fuck.
The people who live in Palestine, Ohio, the government knows how much they weigh.
Yeah.
They've got those fucking IDs, iPods, digital IDs, yeah. digital IDs or whatever. Yeah, anyway.
But Carsonization, it's the idea that, like, it's this weird idea where it's like the crab.
You want anything?
It, like, purports that the crab is, like, the perfect
body plan, right?
Like, yeah, but yeah, body plan, exactly. Like,
interesting. It's like the most adaptable.
Yeah, like when evolution takes its natural perfect effect, it's like you will turn into a crab.
Yeah,
because it's like
is that what the movie The Lobster was about?
Kind of. I mean, it's like everything. Yeah, yeah. Everything.
It's basically like there's a lot of arthropods that are just kind of distantly related to each other that kind of look like lobsters, and then over time they all start looking like crabs.
So,
and even like human beings, like we have squishy bodies and stuff like that. We can't even hang out in the sea. You know,
we can become crabs.
Well, we can, but then you're like,
they can't hang out in the fucking mountains.
They could do okay.
Crabs cannot do okay.
Have you seen the crabs that can climb trees?
Not in the mountains, they can't.
Oh, okay.
I'm just saying,
I was in a valley.
They can do it down by the shore.
Crab. Crabs are everywhere. They could hang out
on your crotch, in the sea.
Yeah, exactly.
Anything.
I love how we call them crabs.
Is crotch crickets one of those arthropods you were talking about?
Well, arthropods crabs. They are the most successful genus of animals or of any creature of all time.
Do they have a 401k?
There are over 2 million types of arthropods.
Oh.
There are less than like
And you think that makes them successful?
I would say by
all
definition.
All those people and they all have shit jobs. I'm just saying, not people. You know
no,
I mean?
They're living free. They're like hippies.
That's true. They did kind of create a weird society.
I mean, it's not a perfect life, but it's free.
Has anybody done like psychological tests on crabs? Like how many...
I've tried. Cagey fuckers. When you give massive,
I used to have hermit crabs.
I've been doing my own MK Ultra on crabs.
Please just, pick the smart one. Come on, solve the puzzle, goddammit.
My crabs would just race all the time. I would put them on things and make them race. And I would have like
you made them race. How'd you do that? Torch?
No, they would just do it. That was their
wow, dude. I didn't know crabs had that natural instinct.
Natural ability.
To survive. Yeah.
If you put two crabs in two lanes, they're like, all right, you know what's happening, right, bro? And they look next to the other
crab.
Well,
I mean, some people
it's getting a little
went off.
A little lady crab puts her claw in the air in front of them and fucking drops a little handkerchief. They're doing that all the time out in the wild, dude.
It was,
do they walk sideways?
No.
I've been lied to.
It'd be kind of cool to have like one big ass arm and one tiny, tiny little arm. Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah. I knew a guy like that.
Right, Charger. Left for dead.
It's like
a wrestling coach.
Crabs have the equivalent of like a jacked Schwarzenegger arm and like a baby arm.
Well, it's because one got pulled off.
That probably yeah.
No, that's it. That's it. Because their arms grow back. So
one of them is on those species. One of them is a crusher claw, so they can crush shells.
And it's not because one of them is growing and the other one is
pleasuring.
Done.
Yeah, fingering.
Yeah,
claw.
Yeah. Yeah, one of them's business and one of them's pleasure.
I don't know how crabs
know
fuck. How do crabs?
That's like me.
That's a good question.
Mate, whatever.
Well, sure. Yeah. If you want to call it mating.
Boy, mate.
What are you? What are you fucking a breeder, dude?
What are you British?
Yeah, what are you fucking breeder? You trying to fucking
saying procreation is the fucking reason we have sex? That's fucking racist, dude.
Well,
that's
let me look it up. I'm gonna look up how
I bet it's various and beautiful.
I realize I was kind of describing myself because
what? Because you have
I
a crab
punch
claw?
Shit with this hand, so now I can't finger bang with this hand because it hurts too bad. So I gotta use the other one.
It's funny that your strong hand is the one that's hurt. Like it's weak. You know what I mean? It is. Why don't you? Never mind. Everyone send money to Blake on some kind of Venmo to get his hand fixed. It's been an issue since I've met him. He's got steel pins working their way out of his knuckles.
That's not true.
It's
you
not
met
as
me
cool.
in 2019. I didn't have it yet.
You didn't have it yet?
No.
Oh, fuck, dude. I didn't realize you had surgery after I met you. Yeah. Interesting.
During the pandemic.
Wow.
Huh.
I just looked up...
Inform us.
On Google.
Tell us about the crab
I just looked up how crabs be fucking on Bing.
That's an excellent...
I use Bing.
Oh, well, I would have went Reddit, but no big deal.
And I found a song by Altbee called Crab, and the first lyrics are...
Outro.
I'm sucking crab dick, got the ocean in my throat, writing down all these names like I'm in fucking Death Note.
Oh.
I mean, the guy's got bars. Guy's got bars.
Save for the outro.
You're going to have to send me that in a text, bro.
I'll look
screenshot up. It and fucking just send the screenshot, will you?
Yeah.
Because I will do what I can to find the song. You know what I mean?
All you can do is do what you can.
Have you guys seen that Spotify has lyrics for everything now?
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah. I mean, you have to sing along, but essentially you could do karaoke with any song if you just have Spotify. You know what I mean? But you're singing,
that's true.
You're singing along instead of for it, which is...
I still like Genius for my lyrics, just so you can get all the...
You're saying your lyrics are Genius?
There's this website called Genius, and they explain every lyric by lyric. So if you listen to like a rap song...
It sounds like a propaganda machine, dude. How can they claim to know what the artist's intention was?
Yeah.
Well, it's crowdsourced, just like everything.
Yeah, I get it. It's Wikipedia for lyrics. It makes sense. I'm glad we
have. Do you guys actually want to know how crabs... Made?
I kind of really want to know how crabs fuck.
Let me look that
I assume,
up,
and let me just, I'm going to say they do it like turtles. Eggs and berry and fertilize, you know what I mean?
Well, there's an interesting...
No, fertilized eggs, then berry, you know, bury the eggs, you know what I mean?
The way you can tell the difference between a female and a male octopus is one of the
titties.
Well, one of the...
one of them got big titties. Also,
one of the male octopus tentacles has this little scoop, and it'll go up to its head and get the sperm. Scoop the sperm from its head,
it
and then
jizzes out of its head.
Yeah,
it's only got one head.
And well, then it'll take the tentacle and it'll eject it into the female and run away, because if he doesn't get away fast enough, she'll eat him.
Man,
yeah,
that's a porn I'd watch. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
there's a lot on the line. You got tentacle sex. It's what do they call that in Japan? Something that's very important. It's this real thing.
Normal
hentai.
Hentai.
It's a specific.
You got hentai. You got homicide. You got it. You got.
I pictured the octopus interspecial. With like a sunflower of cum.
God. Did you guys watch that documentary, My Octopus Teacher? The guy was basically an octopus sexual.
Yeah, yeah.
He wanted to fuck that octopus.
Oh, the guy
so
who swam with that octopus all the fucking time?
Yeah. He wanted to fuck that
It was
that
like
octopus.
It came up and it would just grab me
a
every
dandy
time.
Line. Yeah, yeah. That's what I meant. Not a
I feel
well, that's
I,
the call of the sea.
I did not buy octopus the other day because I was like, God damn it, I feel like it was too smart for me to buy it.
I've heard it's tasty, though.
Oh, I've eaten octopus plenty of times. Actually, what you want is squid. Because, and don't get me wrong, octopus is great if someone does a good job making it. But there's like a 30% chance when you buy or eat octopus, you're going to taste ink. Whereas a squid doesn't have any ink. So it just tastes like the same shit, but squiddy. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Eating ink is
tastes like
bad? Some,
yeah, it's like literally like when your pen blows up in your mouth.
And you can't drink that stuff?
you can.
Why am I the asshole? Once again.
How do crabs fuck,
YTA,
bro?
YTA.
Let's hear about it.
All right,
let's hear about it.
This one's pretty...
My money's on burying the eggs.
All right. After making a chemical connection...
Oh,
sounds
shit,
spiritual.
Dude. Not spiritual at all.
Why? No. In a way. The pair will engage in a pre-mating embrace where the male will wrap his claws and legs around the female. It says, in some species, the female will go into this position willingly.
Oh,
yeah, it's getting pretty
in
nature
some
right now.
Species.
In others, the male must prove himself through the hug. That's what you want to call it. What is written in the...
That's what they call proving themselves.
It's written in the 50s. It's like, quote, once she's convinced he's strong enough, she'll stop struggling. Gentle, live science.
God.
This is the best.
She was convinced I was strong. So
look,
that's consent.
It was our third date, and I demonstrated how strong I was, and, you know.
Wow. All right.
You know how it goes after that?
It sounds like the Andy Mango method.
The embrace can last several days. After after which point the female,
that's nuts.
The female will molt and the pair will mate.
Molt.
Which I guess
that's shedding.
I guess
that's how we get soft shell crabs. We're eating these horny bitches.
She wants out of there so bad that she leaves.
Yeah, that she literally leaves her skin. That's so ridiculous.
You know, that probably is what like changing clothes is. Like it's like a molting exercise. You
but,
know what I mean?
But I love your observation there because it's literally like a man has grabbed a hold of a woman by her dress and she's so determined to get out of there, she just slides out of her dress.
Yeah.
Slides out of her.
And then he like grabs her again. It's like, no, we're
slides out of her epidermis.
Yeah, exactly.
Just becomes like a
a meat skeleton. Just like walks around.
She's so determined to get away. She's Walk willing that. To be a soft slither home.
And it's a guy, and the crab guy just uses. All right, well, let's. The male. All right, it's peril mate. The male transfers sperm by inserting his gonopods.
Oh, oh dude. Like that's the name of my punk rock band, dude.
It's gonopods. That could be the name for this podcast. Gonopods. sexual organs resembling antennae into the two genital pores.
Huh. The two?
Yeah, called genopores. Wow.
Crabs do anal.
Yeah. on the female's underside. The female stores the sperm in a storage sac called a spermatheca. Spermatheca?
I think spermatheca really rolls off the tongue.
Yeah, yeah. That's pretty fucking metal.
That sounds like the capital.
Spermatheca is the name of my metal band. Gonopods is my punk band.
until she is ready to use it.
Mm, okay.
So I guess she stores it, and then I guess the guy just fucks off. Some crabs will mate standing up, facing one another, but most species actually prefer the missionary position.
Well, they're hugging.
What is this fucking
dude? This is awesome. This is by far the best sex like I've ever read.
This is like written for 16-year-olds.
Some crowds like reverse cowgirl.
With the female beneath the male. Yeah, of course. Once copulation is complete, the male will guard the female for a few days. Wow. Giving her shell time to harden.
Wow.
That's romantic.
Giving her shell time to harden.
This sounds like the perfect time to eat a crab.
Before taking off in search of a new mate.
Oh, wow, dude.
Dude. You good?
They're poly as shit, bro.
Poly as shit, dude.
Huh.
Interesting.
How about it?
Polycrabs, dude.
Dude, crabs prove that fucking monogamy is a fucking lie.
It's a goddamn lie. Because we have crab brains.
What does Jordan Peterson talk about lobsters?
Clean your lobster.
Does he really? Jordan Peterson talking about lobsters?
Clean your fucking lobster.
Some shit about lobsters.
I want to listen to more Jordan Peterson.
Yeah, go
let
for
the kids,
it.
I've heard of that guy.
Let the kids skateboard.
Literally 2 seconds away from whatever YouTube short.
Oh yeah! If you watch any podcast, you'll find him eventually. He'll be on your podcast eventually. He'll just show up.
God, let's send him a fucking DM, bro.
Yeah, sure. Well, I'm here. Yeah, okay.
All you gotta do is convince him that he can be like the savior of some situation.
Jordan, I've been noticing that my woman's out of line. What do you think I should do about that?
Well, there's a mixture of monogamy and polygamy. And when I was in Russia, I saw when I was in a coma because I take benzodiazepines and they put me in a coma and send me to Russia.
But he's Rusky, right?
But the carnivore diet. No, he's from like Northern Alberta.
Alberta. Canadian?
That's so fascinating, Canadian. Jordan.
Thank you, Jared. Oh, Jared, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
You got Irish all the time.
How much money do you need?
I make $80,000 a month from my Patreon, and I sell a lot of books, so I'm all good, Jared. I'm all good. Just top me off.
Okay.
Just top me off.
Yeah, let me empty out my savings.
Yeah, just give me a money for some Uber to get home. Yeah. That's all I need.
You're not supposed to have money. You're supposed to give me all your money. It makes you a man. Because it's caveman.
A lot of
you're supposed to be a caveman.
I don't value being providers
before you clean your room,
I'm a
just
reset.
Add me on Patreon.
Yeah. Yeah, get him on the pod.
Up yours,
I
woke moralist.
I was teasing
him. We'll see who cancels who.
Yeah.
I'm going to have him and Lex Friedman on at the same time.
Lex Friedman and Trevor.
We came up with an episode. What would be great is if we could get Trevor and two black Israelites.
Yeah.
I think that would be so fun, dude.
I think
that would
be great.
They're right outside my work. I can just stop Saturday. Actually, tomorrow, they'll be out there.
I love that you've got the hookup on the black Israelites, dude. All right, I wanted to swing by and scout the town.
I gotta ask him, you want to come on a pod?
Yeah, I just want to
spread the word.
I mean,
we got thousands.
Before
of
you give him my address, I'd like to kind of look at him a little bit.
they will kill you. They 100% will kill you. They hate white people with a fury. I have not seen
Trevor.
Wear black.
I didn't know that. They didn't know they hate white people with.
Well, they hate Jews more.
Oh well, that makes sense. Yeah, but I'm talking about the white people, dude.
I think I tolerate. It was, you know, the tolerate. You know,
They're big. Yeah, they're big on tolerance.
Yeah, yeah, very tolerant.
Is that their? I don't know anything about Black Israelites other than the fact that they're like we are. They're like the Kanye of like we are.
I mean,
Jew
they're
or
just
whatever.
Like Orthodox. Like they're just Orthodox Jews.
That,
by and large,
that insist like, that they have a biological imperative.
Yeah, you're missing some of the fun of what, all this stuff.
What, they don't even
it's
think
just
that
stories.
They
y'all.
Don't even think that Africans in Africa are real Black Israelites. The only real Black Israelites are the North American and South American Black people. So they don't even like. They don't even
how does
like
that
Africa
make sense?
Black people.
Where does that come from?
They say,
Israel, if I last check, isn't in North or South America. Is that right?
Well, Mormons say yeah. It's in what is it, Jackson, Mississippi, right?
Mormons?
Yeah, Mormons say the Garden of Eden was in Jackson, Mississippi.
Really?
I think they walked that back. I think they walked
really?
That back. Yeah. I think they walked back that.
No,
back.
In like 1996.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Well, they didn't like Black people until like 1997.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah. I was in Salt Lake City and I saw a Black Mormon. So they're
that's why they
they're
well,
letting
that's
them
why
in
they
now.
Had
them.
Yeah,
they're
yeah.
letting them in now. Yeah. Dude. It's like a thing that's going on. You know what I mean? We saw the Tabernacle Choir, believe it or not.
Okay.
But only
I'm
for like 3 minutes.
By all that shit. It seems amazing.
Mormons are very interesting. Yeah.
Well, we were going to or from something else, and we're like, let's just check out some Mormon shit while we're going through the city. You know what I mean? So we like Googled biggest Mormon church in Salt Lake City.
Yeah.
And this picture comes up, and I'm like, holy fuck, that's a beautiful thing
yeah.
that's going on there. So we're like, we're going to go see that. So we drive to it, and we're like, where is it? It says it's right here. Where is it? It turns out the whole thing's surrounded in scaffolding.
Oh.
It's under restoration. Oh. It's got, like, tarps and scaffolding covering an entire, like, six-story fucking, at least six-story, you know, with the spires and all that bullshit.
It's Mormonism.
Yeah, I can't tell anything about it.
Scaffolding at the moment, too.
So
yeah.
Then
Mormonism under destruction.
Yeah.
So then we go to this, like, place. It's like the Mormon something rather hall. We're like, well, fine, it's the second thing on the list. You know what I mean? And so I'm like, probably not open. We're there on a Sunday, which to me it was in bad taste because it's like their holy day. You know what I mean? And then we're like, well, let's just go see if they're open. And I'm like, I'm driving, so I see in the car that somebody else goes in and opens the door. The door opens, and they're like, okay, well, let's go see this Mormon-y place.
Yeah.
Like, still don't know if we should be doing this. It turns out there was like three or four Mormons just sitting in like the lobby area, which, by the way, was immense and beautiful. Like super ornate, like crazy fucking architecture, huge entry hall thingamabob. But the reason they were there was just so knuckleheads like us, when we show up, they can be like, oh, how are you? Yes, yes, this is our building. Feel free to stand right here on the floor mat next to the door and kind of see what it looks like. Definitely don't come any closer.
Yeah.
You know? So we're like, okay, well, we saw that building. And then they're like, you can try, which I think this is funny. I think they might have been playing a fuck around joke on us.
Maybe.
Because they were like, you can try over here at that blah, blah, blah hall. And then we keep like jumping around to different buildings where the guy at the door would stop us and be like, yeah, well, that's the hallway. Outside's that way, you know what I mean? And then we would go outside. But the last thing we did get to do, which was awesome, was go to the Tabernacle, is what it's called. Like, that's the building. That's why they call it the Mormon Tabernacle Choir, because they built this immense building that's like a long dome shape. So it's like perfect acoustically, as far as, or whatever, you know what I mean? And we went up, and the guy who was paid to be there was like, sorry, show's over, you can't come in. And we're like, oh. And he goes, but there are some missionaries up that way if you'd like to go. So we were walking outside for some reason to go talk to people who want to convert us.
Yeah.
Which I don't want to do at all. You know
it's
what I mean?
It's fun hearing them out. I mean, even talking Black Israelites, I've talked to Scientologists like that.
Yeah, it is fun to hear them out.
Their
but
picture is interesting.
It sucks to get stuck in a conversation though.
Yeah.
But
how would you rank them from like more like a religion to more like a cult, like Mormon, Jehovah Witness, Scientology? Are any
I
of
think
them
all
are
of them
they
are
all
equal
cults?
With Christianity and Judaism? I really do.
No, I don't think so.
Really? Because they're newer?
I think on the far end of extremism, Black Israelites and Scientologists, then a little bit less Jehovah Witnesses, and then a little bit less Mormons, and then
it depends on
stuff.
If you're like you.
Yeah, I can see your extremism like angle, but well, as far as like religiosity
I think
goes,
it's all about like what's the degree of if you leave the religion, how bad is it going to be for you? Because it seems like
that's a good way to quantify
like apostasy. You know what I mean?
So, the Amish don't have any repercussions for leaving.
I mean, yeah, that seems like
come back.
Yeah, like, that's like
no, they can. They can come back anytime.
Really?
You know that? Yeah. That when they go on their Romspringa or whatever the fuck it is, they can literally take as much time as they want.
Yeah, it's built in. It like it's
and they can always come back.
Oh, it was probably just in that one movie that I watched that they made that a plot line.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe well, there's like extreme sections of Amishness.
We
but like, yeah, like I've heard like Jehovah's Witnesses go like it's like. If you don't buy into it, it's like no one talks to you. Same with Scientology.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, you might be like
the Amish ain't like that.
Killed,
but that makes sense to be blacklisted or whatever.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like it seems like
to my knowledge,
Mormonism seems like a little it's a little more like chill.
See, here's what I say about Mormons. Mormons are like
the
Southern
moment,
Belle of
like
religion.
Yeah,
when you turn your back on or you're not cool with the Mormons, they're gonna be like, oh, bless your heart.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? They're gonna be like and just turn away.
Yeah,
they're gonna be like, they're gonna sit there and they're gonna be very, very polite the whole time.
Yeah, good for
and
them.
You're not gonna gain an inch of fucking field the whole time.
But if you don't buy into their idea of heaven, that's fine. You can go, well, bless your heart too.
Yeah, exactly. I won't ever do it, but it would be awesome to like fully commit to converting to one of these extreme, and we just call them extreme because we're dumbtards, honestly, religions that are super successful, like to become a Scientologist or a Mormon. If you walk around...
Me and my friends would try whenever we were sleeping out in Portland. They wouldn't take us
because
we didn't have any fucking money.
Man, they're like, these guys are losers. They can't be Mormons.
They would wake us up. They would wake us up sleeping on the doorstep of the building. And we'd be like, can we join yet? No, get the fuck out of here.
You thought it was like Fight Club where every day they come out to the door and be like, you're stupid. You're fucking worthless. You could never be here. And you're like, if I just wait long enough, fucking Tyler Durden's going to let me into the club, dude. Oh,
I went in the building, looked around, and shed some of the books. It was fun.
The Mormon books?
No, Scientology.
Oh, and this is in, where did you say, Seattle?
Downtown Portland.
Portland, okay. I always get Portland and Seattle like mentally like categorized the exact same way. How long were you in Portland?
Like a year.
A year?
The first time.
And you couldn't make it the cut.
I'm back for another year.
Too bad. Gatenby, what are you drawing?
I drew a crab man. Crab man there.
I can imagine being your teacher sucked.
Why?
Because you can't do anything but doodle.
I was valedictorian of my high school and summa cum laude of my university.
Yeah, well, we're going to pretend that that's true. But regardless, you still weren't paying attention. You were doodling regardless, right?
I'm so smart, I can do three things at once, Douglas.
You can absorb information, but you can't. You can only output it in one fashion.
The only time I wouldn't doodle in class was when I had to like learn calculus or something like that, pay attention to the board. But that's it. I would doodle 24/7. I still do that.
Right, but what I'm saying is people only have two or one output method at a time. So if you're trying to do calculus, that's one output. But you're trying to do doodle, different output. You know what I mean?
Well, there's different tracks in your brain. You know
which ones?
There's this language track. We're all keeping track of this language game, this podcast that we're doing at the same time.
Okay.
But I have an itchy hand, and that's like almost in a separate track. I'm listening entirely to what you guys are saying and formulating my next thought as it happens. So like they're lateral. They're not on top of each other. They're not perpendicular type actions.
And you believe this,
Blake?
I think it slows down the words. Slows down the output of words.
Do I talk slow when I'm drawing?
No, I'm just saying your output is on the paper. It's not on the mic.
Well, yeah, but this is...
this said all this to say.
This note card is forever. Your podcast lasts as long as until you get canceled.
No, until the internet. No, until the internet drops. Because people are right
now.
Yeah,
this is analog, baby. Your entire that identity is...
No, we're
going to
burn
too.
Your drawings.
That
you
will end
canceled.
Up in a landfill. I'm not...
Like it's a little fly guy.
I'll try
like,
to,
ever,
I will
mounts.
Try to keep it. I promise you, I will try
sure,
to keep
yeah,
it.
Sure, yeah.
I got a whole stack of cards down here.
Yeah, I also drew like one of those like Goofy Troop like character girls, and I was while you guys interrupted me, I was giving her a nice rack.
I can find God another Gatton bee down here. Dude, I think right here. Look nice at this. Are these Gatton bees right here?
Yeah, yeah. Mango See? Minutes.
Look at these. See?
Those are all my bozos. I call those ones my bozos.
They're
a
dime a dozen, dude. I'm just saying.
Dude, my crab man. Nobody can top my crab man. He's great.
That's so are these episodes, good, though.
Yeah, it's true. Put them on the background.
They're a dime a dozen. Yeah, Logan Drawings coming.
Were you a good student in school? Like, yeah, how were you?
I was a valedictorian of my high school, and
really,
yeah, and I graduated summa cum laude from Pitt.
Oh,
I got 4.0 at Pitt.
You strike me as the type of person in high school that wouldn't have done all the work.
You come loud,
but you did all the work. I said you strike me as the guy who wouldn't have done all the work in high school, but you evidently did all the work.
No, I was, I was not the person I am today in high school, like at all. No, I was
now you're a loser. I get it.
Yeah, yeah, no, exactly. I was a miserable academic grinder in high school and university to a certain extent.
Okay.
Less in university, but I was like a grinder.
Yeah, but it's pretty easy to get laid on Grindr.
It is. Yeah, that is true. That's like a separate conversation, but I have also gotten laid off Grindr, yes. So if we're going to talk about that, we can as well. We're moving laterally, boys. We're moving very lateral right now.
Honestly, we do Grindr. Eventually have to button this thing up and head out to the parkway, but
it's 7:40.
Yeah, it's approximate.
10 or so.
I don't know what time. I don't even know what time they fucking start. Do you guys?
Like 9 or something.
9,
like
but
that.
They don't start until like 9:10.
Oh, all right.
Got some time.
I might get
it. I was to do the, I like school, but I didn't give a shit about tests.
Oh, yeah?
Like, I think I thought they were stupid.
I really like tests.
Oh, I love tests. Tests were the only thing I did.
Okay, I was like never good at them. I would pay attention in class and like enjoy myself. Like I felt like we were just having a conversation, and then someone put a test in front of me, and they were like, "I thought we were just fucking around." Like I thought we were friends, bro.
You're
bringing paperwork.
Well, you wanted me to remember that shit?
Yeah,
come on, dude. We were just talking.
Like I get the idea. I'll buy that out.
Well, do you guys subscribe to this this Gen Z notion that school is trauma? Have you guys heard about this?
Everyone has said school is trauma for the always. And
the difference is, have you guys heard about this?
You heard about this?
The difference is that people used to embrace trauma, and they no longer do. People now reject trauma.
I think school sucks, but I don't know if it was traumatic.
Yeah, I'm just saying there's like these TikTok girls who get on. They're like,
a couple days.
Well, no, there's this one girl who say like, yeah, guess what? I've been raped in my life twice. You know what the biggest trauma in my life was? School.
Oh,
that was the video.
Where I was raped.
Oh. No, yeah. Just school.
Right,
school
right,
itself.
Right, 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 right.
School itself was more trauma than what either for it? Sexual assaults.
I think she might getting be conflating the two.
I think that...
Are you guys invalidating her experience right now?
I am. Yeah. I am invalidating her experience.
I think...
I would say
the best,
that I'm validating the one that I agree with being very traumatic, and I'm invalidating the other one as an equal part. But, you know, I just only have historical precedence on my side, I guess, so that probably
it depends what school you go to.
Yeah, that's
my fucking dad's private school. So traumatic.
My school was a little rough, but in terms of...
What school did you go to?
Aldridge? Somalia Academy.
Somalia Academy.
I trained to be a warlord.
It's a small borough in Syria. I don't know. Yeah.
We turn your boys into the best pirates in the world.
Yeah. I went to Alderdice. There's some like lunatics, but
it's inevitable with a big class.
Yeah, yeah. 1,800 students, and there was like gang warfare and stuff.
Hell yeah, dude.
That was pretty.
And now you know how to handle yourself in the streets because of it. You know what I mean?
A little bit, where it's just like
star, dude.
Well, it is kind of true where you go like the vibes. You get like vibes of like, oh, this person. Maybe
homeless
kind
people.
Of like,
yeah,
you know. Well, yeah, but then there's different degrees of homeless.
Yeah, you can tell how serious somebody is about something.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like if someone's like real quiet. Like so I was in a library and at downtown library, and some dude came in like. Just looking down, just wearing a trench coat, and just like was mumbling. You're just like, there's something about like, it's weird when that happens where like
you go like, you instantly, everybody like instantly like turned and looked at this dude.
Yeah.
Like, I he might have just been shy, like violently shy.
See, what you're doing right now, but what you're doing right now is making society weaker. You're justifying this guy's creepiness. We all have a biological imperative where we figured out this guy is a creep.
He did get turned away by the bouncer. Like, there's a library bouncer. There's library bouncers now.
The one guy at the library checking IDs, making sure everyone's 21. You know, that kind of, wait.
And then it's weird. It's like,
that book's not for you, honey.
And then I took I dropped off some DVDs, picked some up that I ordered. And then as soon as I walked out, I was just walking down the street. This guy, just shrieked at me. Like, just like a horror movie shriek. Just
and
like,
you had the instincts to know he wasn't normal. Can you believe that? Can you believe that? That's all your high school, dude.
Well, that's weird.
All your
high school. Yeah, that's the difference. Exactly. Like, yeah, that is the difference. Like, getting vibes of like, this guy's a little weird. But then some guy horror movie yells at you, like 2 feet in front of your face, and you're like, hey, this guy's a little off.
Jared, you're the only person left in the world who can make the Christian Bale American Psycho excuse of, I have to go return some videotapes. Nobody else could say that but you.
Dude, I used to get DVDs from the library all the time. Back when DVD rental was a thing, which it's not anymore, as we all know. But still to this day...
I mean, I get hundreds all the time.
Still to this day, a library card is the best way to get movies. It's fucking free. You know what I mean? And they have a huge fucking...
Yeah, now everything.
You have to go to the right library. You have to find the right library. You know, you got to do a lot of library tours.
CLP Maine is crazy. They have thousands and thousands of DVDs.
That's what I'm saying.
You can get it all. Entertainment is not something that we could ever...
run out of at this point.
Want. Yeah.
You want for.
The need for entertainment is like... for now, satiated.
Do you think that occupying a library is like the way to go if you have a collapse of society?
That's not bad.
I feel like everybody's going to show up there, though.
I don't think so. People are going to go to the food and the guns first.
I think they'll be like, it'll turn culty. Talk about turning culty real
fast.
All
the homeless people are going to go to the library, though.
Why is that?
I mean, that's just... Where they go?
No, that's where they're.
Because they're already
now.
There. Is that what you're trying to say?
That's where they're
I'm
now.
Saying that's.
They're gonna go to like fancy places.
Shit's exploding. I'm outside. I'm gonna go to the library. That's what I would do.
Oh, you're saying they're gonna seek shelter there, and then by nature,
that's true.
They're already gonna be set up, and then when guys like me come in, they're gonna be like, nah, dude, I'm gonna beat you up with this wheelchair.
Do you think homeless people? Like, if the apocalypse
tell
happens,
me anything
would
about,
be the most successful
where,
people?
Yeah, where do mysteries fall under
you're
the duodecimal system? Yeah? That's how you get in.
If society collapses, are homeless people
society.
Like the people you go to for like just knowledge at that point?
Like, no.
To survive?
Absolutely
we already
not.
Got camp.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
No, we could do that now, and we don't do that.
Yeah, why would we? You want to build a pile of shit?
You ever see Zardoz? You ever watch Zardoz?
Every day.
Every night. Okay,
no,
so you
have no idea
what
it is. I think it's a constellation. Is that right? Zardoz?
Zardoz.
I have no idea what he's talking about.
It's a movie from the 70s.
Okay.
It's the one with Sean Connery is wearing a leotard.
Is that...
The red leotard.
Is that like DiCaprio did Saving Gilbert Grape?
Kind of. No, it's similar.
The leotard.
Yeah, they're... I love
Fine.
It. I think I love it.
Try it at Parkway.
End the podcast for good.
Yeah, if that joke doesn't land, you have to end the podcast.
That has a 19-year-old shelf life.
One of the hecklers last night said something about Gilbert Grape, and that was the first time I've ever heard it, and that was the second time.
You've never seen the movie? What's it in Gilbert Grape?
No.
Dude, we got to watch it. We'll have a fucking movie
what
night.
In Tropic Thunder, it's Johnny what Ben Stiller is making fun of when he goes full retard.
Yeah,
I haven't
seen
the
movie
that.
He's making fun of.
And yeah. I Am Sam.
Well, yeah, there's plenty. Yeah, there's and yeah, I mean, he does a whole list of them. He's like,
yeah,
Gilbert Grape, I Am Sam. Rain Man, I Am Sam.
Yeah,
Gilbert Grape.
Well, Zardoz,
you never go full retard.
Zardoz is a good movie because just real quick, where it's. I'll spoil it. Do you care? You're not going to watch Zardoz. Why would you care about Zardoz?
I'm going to go to the bathroom.
Oh, okay.
The one person who care about spoilers. So the whole thing is like it's this weird society where there's these big talking heads. Everybody, what you need to know about Zardoz is everybody was on cocaine 100% of the time. Grips to director, yeah. Like PAs to director. Everybody on the production was completely out of their mind on cocaine. I'm guessing, but probably really. And then the whole thing is like, there's these weird allusions to the Wizard of Oz, right? You're like it's weird. Like Wendy, like they call women Wendy and stuff like that. Or no, who's the lady from Wizard of Oz? Judy Garland. Judy Garland's character.
We're off to meet the Wizard.
Dorothy.
Yeah, Dorothy and stuff like that. Turns out, it's a post-apocalyptic society.
Yeah,
where the only entertainment they had was Wizard of Oz. That was their Bible.
Like the book or
The movie. So they based their whole society off of Wizard of Oz. That's why it's called Zardoz.
Hmm.
Yeah. And now, then Sean Connery wears like a red leotard. Because I just think he wanted to show off his junk. To the masses. I mean,
speaking of the masses, am I right? Did you see that leotard? Oh, baby.
Is it called Zardoz?
It's okay.
He had a mass.
S or T-S-A-R?
Apparently, like, Milton Berle had the biggest dick ever.
I've heard of that, too.
Yeah.
I don't know ever, but it was infamous, which means there was a lot of, what do you want to call that? Casting couch days for old.
Oh, God.
Milton Berle.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I know what you
mean.
Oh, Zardoz.
Yeah.
Oh, Zardoz. I was thinking of Zardoz.
Oh, it sounded like Zardoz. Well, this image is kind of. This image is kind of famous. I've seen this before.
Yeah, that's a classic.
That is a famous image, and I'm not surprised you've seen it before.
A lot of image talk on this podcast.
Yeah, not a lot of soundscapes.
Which I think is good for...
This was that Brando? Who was that?
Sean Connery.
Oh, that was Sean Connery. Okay, so the image is Sean Connery in a red, what do you want to call it?
You
Speedo, essentially.
I'd like to hear you.
Essentially a pleather Speedo with suspenders that cross in the front.
A la Borat, which came much later.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's true.
Dude, Sean Connery. Brave man, honestly. Like, that's David Bowie level, honestly, right?
In terms of what? Which
of the way of dressing, like, in a...
Yeah, gender icon.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
gender icon.
That's true. Yeah.
He's what Harry Styles wishes he could be. Sean Connery, talking about slapping a woman.
That clip, maybe that's the last
song. That's his legacy. That's his legacy.
Honestly.
I think that is a good note to end it on. Talking about Sean Connery cross-dressing.
All right, well, do you guys have anything to promote or anything?
A man of many faces.
The Parkway Roast, baby.
The Parkway Roast.
Parkway Roast.
Friday, February 24th.
Don't come because there's already going to be too many people there.
Abby Elias 1 versus Abby Elias 2.
Yeah. Abby Elias versus Abby Elias.
Oh, I think it's going to be a good one. I think it's shaping up. It's building. We're building.
I'm going to make little fight cards for everybody. So, like, fighter versus, you know, like in like a video game style, like Blake versus Jared. And it's going to be
Logan
like a little
is
card
wearing,
you can
Logan
share.
Made a damn t-shirt of it. That couldn't have been
Can
a pretty
you beat
penny.
Peter Arsenal. I made this. It cost me 0 cents. I made this.
You know those costumes that used to be popular in the day where half of you was a man and half of you was a woman?
No, I've never heard of that.
You've never seen that?
Heard of the horse thing.
Kind of.
People wear a costume and they split their face straight down the middle with makeup and wig.
And then a suit
on one side and a dress on the other side.
Okay.
If you do that and claim you're non-binary and go to a roast, you can make jokes like... anything. You know what I mean? You can do whatever you want. You just turn, like, this is a woman calling you that. This is a man calling you that. This is a woman calling you that.
those people do exist.
Obviously, you have to go blackface on the man side. The woman side. Those people
call themselves gender fluid.
Maybe.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. But if you wear it, then...
I think you can just do whatever you want on a roast anyway.
Yeah,
if you
for
do that.
Sure.
You can
as
be
long as you're in blackface.
You can be transracial, at the roast.
Because it's a roast, you know what I mean? Whenever you have a... It's like a barbecue. It's more of a barbecue than a roast.
It's a
Sometimes
cooking.
It's spicy.
Sometimes it's spicy.
Yeah.
But then there's a corn, you know, there's some sides, you know.
Somebody pisses themselves.
That'll be me. No big deal.
Yeah. You know, that's nothing to even, that happens to everyone all the time. Everywhere, I pissed myself earlier today.
All right, guys.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Goodbye.
As you probably heard or remember on the episode, Jared somehow looked up a song on his phone during the episode, and everyone was like, wow, those lyrics are bomb. Those crab lyrics are bomb. Now, I've played it back and played it back. I've typed out the lyrics word for word. What I believe he said was a band called Alt B, which, let's see here, let me go look. Yes, this is according to ChatGPT. This is the chat AI bot that you can download, which I have now subscribed to. I asked ChatGPT, is there a music group called Alt B? Because I could not find one. All that comes up is Alt J, as you guys might No. Also, I don't know if you did know, but Alt-J, when you hit it on the keyboard, makes a delta symbol. So they were actually trying to say delta. I'm not sure. But regardless, he said Alt-B, the song name Crab. I'm starting to think he was fucking with us. But how could he have made up such dope bars about crabs? He couldn't have been. Jared, you've got to find this song. Because I looked. Man, did I look. And if you were just fucking with me, well, damn, you were very good at riffing. Rapping? Riff-rapping? What do they call that? Freestyling? There we go. Either way, so it doesn't exist, man. I looked everywhere. I looked everywhere. So what I did do is I just looked through all the crab songs on Spotify. And today I did come up with a song. Today's featured artist is called Ryu, or R-E-U. And in 2020, they released a single. It's called Dead Crab Exoskeleton.
Well, I was walking down the street last week, went out of the corner of my eye. What do I see? It's a dead crab exoskeleton friend.
You look like you need a hug.